Welcome to Ask Lynn, everyone. Just to give you a quick update, I don't know if you know this, but I had, by the time you guys hear this, it will be, I had a bike. But now I've decided that bike has been too complex for me for 20 years, actually, way before we started this podcast. We got the specialized bike from a dealership now down in Colorado Springs. That's all he does is specialize because of bikes, and now I don't know which gears go on my bikes. So I am getting rid of my bike. Trust me, I found a home for my bike. They just don't have enough space to take it right now. And so, trust me, I'm getting a new bike because I need a bike. But, that was behind the scenes of Ask Lynn. But I got my fabulous BFF on / my assistant on because she's going to explain to you guys why I went missing in action last week, because she decided to do her 21st year of the Challenge Aspen play. So, of course, she couldn't do scheduling on top of that, and of course, she had family in town, so that's why I had to come missing in action and have a staycation this last week. But we're going to be talking about how you guys can help with the Challenge Aspen play next year. I believe we're 99% sure we're actually doing the Greatest Showman, who was, that idea was given to us by another aide who takes care of my friend Max Blaine, because we're all so sick of doing Disney Channel stuff that it's not even funny. So I'm going to let Miss Danielle take it away with her iPad, and she's going to explain to you about how you can help with the podcast and how you can help, more importantly, support the disabled within Challenge Aspen, because when I called Challenge Aspen this morning, the first words out of their mouth were, "I'm cleaning up the playground, go away." So they need help, and you guys can help them. But without further ado, I'm going to let Miss Danielle take it away.
I am a part of the Challenge Aspen's Magic of Music and Dance Camp for 21 years. It's a play camp where kids of all ages and disabilities come together for 1 week to put on a full musical play for their friends and family. This year we put on Frozen. We rehearse in the morning, and in the afternoon we do fun activities like rafting. It's a great time to put on a play with friends that come every year, and sometimes we laugh at every mess up that we do. We have buddies for each of the kids. We have a lot of fun putting the kids in the light, but we need more buddies.
And I was going to tell you guys, Danielle can actually talk, but due to a heavy speech impediment, she's more comfortable with an iPad, so that's why you hear the iPad going off. But yes, we do need more buddies, and yes, I was in this play. I won't throw the play under the bus, but let's just put it this way. They did not put me in best light that I could have been. They gave me a non-speaking role. Let's just say that. They gave me a non-speaking role and one line. And I'm like, I can talk all day long if you guys know that by now. So here's the problem. The problem is, of course, Challenge Aspen has been in existence since 1998. And with Challenge Aspen's world-renowned reputation, we're getting a little too big for our britches, so we have not enough buddies to go around. And unfortunately, some kids, because we're dealing with all disabilities, including cerebral palsy, like Danielle and I have, some kids need more help than other kids. Danielle and doesn't need help going to the bathroom. Some kids do, but buddies will chase Danielle into the bathroom.
No.
Not kidding when I say that, because they just want to make sure. So, well, it's a fine line because it's a really fine line. I mean, I'm perfectly fine without a buddy, but at the same time, Danielle and I both need buddies because of our needs with cerebral palsy. And so, and of course, we have kids on the autism spectrum, and of course, we have kids, adults, excuse me, she's an adult, with TBI, traumatic brain injuries, and I believe, last time I checked, Danielle, correct me if I'm wrong, our youngest participant is 5, our oldest participant is 50. Is that correct, Danielle? She may be older. Robin may be older than that now.
Oh, no.
So you think that's correct. Age gap.
Yes.
So, yeah. Danielle saying yes. Okay. So Robin with TBI is our oldest participant. Danielle's in her 20s. I'm in my 30s. So you guys get the gist. We have an age gap. We have a disability gap. And so Danielle, from your perspective, what would you say to my listeners who think, oh, I want to give up a week to go help Challenge Aspen? What do you, because it changes every single year, you guys. So I'm asking Danielle what she thinks is needed. Well, you need to learn what Danielle basically said without the iPad is you need to learn your lines and learn your moves, because the greatest showman has a lot of moves, and I know it does, but we need people power. let's just be honest, we need people power to help these kids learn their lines, and we need the people power to help these kids learn their lines, and we need people power to help these kids move, because some of these kids, like Max Grange, can't physically move. And if Danielle gets knocked over, or if I get knocked over, I can't physically get back up quick enough. So that's why we need people power to help all of us, and help the director, and help everyone. I mean, it takes a village to put on this play, and we only have a week to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need people power, you guys. And I beg every single year, I beg this, and I want People Power to be at the Greatest Showman this year. And I know we had enough People Power at Frozen this last week, but at the same time, when I did this on purpose, I called Challenge Aspen not only about my bike, but I called Challenge Aspen just to see what they say, like, before we recorded this, and they said the response that I thought they would say. Well, we have a million things going on from Music and Movement Dance Camp. What do you want? Now go away. And they didn't say the go away part, but you can tell in Debbie's, you can tell in the director of program in Debbie Gravel's voice that she wanted me to go away. And she gave me directions on my bike, but that was about it. And so I would say Danielle's going to put in her show notes, she's going to put Challenge Aspen's website so you can fill out a volunteer application for the Greatest Showman next year and make it happen. I mean, we need People Power. Challenge Aspen, because, as I said, we're world renowned, so we don't have enough hands to go around. And same with the exoskeleton. I mean, I'm down to one day a week, you guys, not for my own purposes, but not because I want to be down to one day a week. It's because we don't have enough People Power. And that makes me really sad when it comes down to Challenge Aspen or the EXO for that matter, because we need People Power in this, in these programs. And you can contact Amanda about volunteering for the EXO, or you can, when you donate to PayPal, for Amanda or myself, you can leave a note in the PayPal section saying, how can I volunteer? And she, you, have to be local to us, us being in Aspen, Colorado, and Sumas, Colorado. But with Challenge Aspen, we have participants fly in. We have, buddies fly in for that week, and they keep coming back year after year, as Danielle said. And this is how I met Danielle, by the way. I met Danielle through doing a Challenge Aspen production called The Messy Room at the Aspen Club. And this is when I was about, I must have been about six, and no, I was about eight, and Danielle was about six, and Danielle was on five. Thank you very much. Five. She corrected me. Five. Thank you. And Danielle was on a walker, and we had so much fun doing it, and we were in a small space back then, and we all know, but we still had that one-to-one ratio of kid to buddy, and I think you and I both had buddies back then, and we still need them, but now we need them more than ever. And I tell you guys, this is a volunteer position. You don't get paid. I wish it would pay the volunteers a small stipend, but that's my bucket and talking about how the disabled programming works, and they don't. So you have to take vacation days, and Danielle and I take vacation days off the work we do to go support these kids. But it will make your heart very happy, but at the same time, we need more people power because when we did the messy room way back when, we had less kids than we do now. I mean, we were just little challenge aspen, now we're big challenge aspen. So, Danielle, is there anything else you would like to say on the inside of Playwink, or do you just want to talk about the podcast now?
Yeah. The
podcast. Okay. You guys? Okay. The podcast. You guys? Danielle and I have recruited another pair of hands. The other pair of hands is named Jamie. You'll meet Jamie in a future episode. So, because I'm so sick of doing the uploading and the promotion, that I recruited another pair of hands to help Danielle because it's very stressful. Even though Danielle won't admit it, I will. It's very stressful doing a podcast. So I said at the beginning of this project, and we are in season seven, which I can't believe. I said at the beginning of this podcast, I said day one, Danielle, I'm recruiting you for scheduling. And I'm now it's gotten to the point where I can't do the recruiting of just by myself and Danielle because she's Danielle and has her scheduling system all down pat. And I don't even do my own schedule. I do my own personal schedule, but I don't dare touch my podcast schedule. And that's the God honest truth. And so, we actually recruited another pair of hands to get me on podcast to speak about Danielle's books on other podcasts and to help us find guests. And I'm actually working on a book deal, you guys. And so once that's solidified, I will be letting you guys know about that. So things are looking up for me, and basically with the yep. Okay.
What?
For season 7,
Dan.
To interview more authors who have amazing stories. Also, I am going to help find people that want to be interviewed on this show.
Dan, you know what? The reason why I muted Dan, yell you guys, is because of reasons my dad interrupted. My dad interrupted. He knows I'm looking, but life gets in the way of this podcast. So, Dan, you know, I want you to repeat what you just said so everyone can hear.
For season 7 of Ask Gwen, Gwen wants to interview more authors who have amazing stories. Also, I am going to help find people that want to be interviewed on this show.
So, Danielle, on top of the scheduling duties, is going to help me find people because I can't do it anymore. I don't have enough manpower in me to find people. And now with this other situation in my life called bike, I need more me time than I need podcast time. So that's, see, I need people power in my own life to to work my own stuff here. That's why I hired Danielle, and that's why I hired JD. I need people power in my own life, and Danielle needs people power to help her, too. So we all need people power to help us. I mean, help, help. Basically, it's help. That's all about there. I mean, oh, God. And if we didn't have the family support, and here's a tip for you guys. If you want to start a podcast, have the family support. And then even though they sometimes interrupt your podcast, but that's okay. That's okay. But I decided yesterday I need more me time than I need more working on podcast time because I am, it's getting tougher and tougher to be a journalist and people are expecting a lot out of me. They didn't expect so much out of me as a teacher. They expected, now that I'm getting my accreditation in journalism, I need more help in my own life because this is going to be nuts. This is going to be nuts. And here I said, oh, journalism is going to be fun. Not being disabled and being a journalist. You get all the weird questions asked by strangers. And I got the, this morning I got, do you think self-publishing will go down? And I honestly told the interviewee, I said, I get kicked in the vagina all the time about self-publishing because it's a stigma. It's a stigma, and that's why I'm working with a publisher on a publishing deal because I want to get off Amazon, and I need more people power in my own life. I also need self-care for me, and so that's why I'm recruiting Danielle and Jamie to help me out. And you meet Jamie in a couple episodes, and then you've already met Colin Hall, you guys, and she's actually working on my book to help me with those, get those in good spot, and so I need help in my own life, and it doesn't stop there, and my dad helps me, my stepmom helps me, my step sister helps me, Danielle helps me, so I have a team behind me that helps me, and I'm a lucky person to be gainfully employed, and that adds a whole nother challenge on top of it, because having a disability, being so lucky to be gainfully employed, you want to do the best of the day job, and Danielle is gainfully employed too, and so she's trying to do all this and juggle so many balls in the air at once. And no pun intended, and, you know, Danielle's a clown by day job here. So I had to throw that in there. I had to throw a pun in there because, no pun intended, she's trying to be a clown and juggle balls all at the same time. So we need people power and, so that's how the podcast is going to work. Danielle is going to get taught how to find people, and we're niching down to authors, you guys, because I can't be interviewing everyone on the planet, and I know from personal experience that self-published authors and authors in general need press help, to publicize their books. I know Danielle needs help. I need help. Everyone needs help. So that being said, Danielle, where can people find your book? And how can they get a hold of you if they want to be on this podcast? Well, we'll have that in the show notes, you guys, and then you know how to put the children together. I leave my schedule. Well, I leave my schedule alone. Don't ask me what schedule we. I tag Danielle on Twitter all the time. She's like, email me. Email me. Help win. And I'm like, yes. And then she hands you guys a calendar link, and then it just magically appears on my schedule. I have a magic elf through the crown, and she juggles my balls 100%, and she does an amazing job. And as we said, you can go to DanCantred.com to find her book, and then you can just type in her name on Amazon, Danielle Coulter, and of course, her books will all come up. It's The Snowmass Angel. If Dan Can Tread, You Can Do It Too, which features yours truly on the back of the book, because I, quite frankly, after 2 weeks after I Win came out, Danielle, being supportive BFF, goes, I'm going to write a book. And I said to her at the time, you can barely type a book, let alone speak to Siri, how I do it, speak to Apple Siri dictation. And then she goes, I'm going to do it. And it took a year to write over 100 pages. And I applauded her. I applauded her. 2 years. 2 years. See, my dad has been correcting me 2 years to write over 100 pages, and that turned into Dan, If Dan Can Thread, You Can Do It Too, and it's a beautiful book, and how she explains how she got cerebral palsy, and I'm not telling you guys that on the podcast, because you guys have to read the book. I didn't even know how she got cerebral palsy until I read the manuscript. Let's just put it that way, and I'm a BFF. That I was curious when we met each other in play camp, because I knew a young woman. I knew a little girl at that time with the same disability. I did, and that's probably how I fell in love with Danielle, because she understood me. And so that's most likely how we formed the lasting friendship, because I was looking at people that understood me at that time. And so all I knew is that she had CP. I didn't know how she acquired CP, but I'm not telling you guys that on the podcast, nor should Danielle, because Danielle wants sales of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? She's saying yes. She's saying yes without the iPad. Yeah, I want sales of my book, because as you guys know, well, in my day job, and I'm in the teaching sector, Danielle's in the clowning entertainment sector, but in both our jobs, our bosses don't provide, my boss barely provides a paper and pencil and the activities for the kids to do. We have to provide all the stuff we want to do with the kids, and it's the same way with Danielle's job. I mean, Danielle has her own balloon-making machine now, and how she got that was through Amazon gift card, and through sales of books. I mean, I am supporting Danielle as much as she's supporting me, so you guys need to support the disabled, and I'm sorry that it's down to this point, but the disabled is not going to get any better in these political climate. I mean, we have a president that does not support the disabled. And I hate to get political on this podcast, especially with my DFF, but at the same time, Dan, Eo, and I are advocates for the disabled because we have disabilities of our own, and we have cerebral palsy. I have spastic ataxia, cerebral palsy, and you'll find out how Danielle acquired her cerebral palsy by reading her books. But we need to support the disabled. We need to help the disabled. Those of us who are gainfully employed, we need to help them and become equal opportunity employers, and we need to just support the disabled now more than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Danielle agrees with me, and Danielle personally needs a people power hug next year, so you can give Danielle a hug if you come out and volunteer for Challenge Aspen, and Danielle will put Challenge Aspen information in the show notes. And I believe you may have to, Danielle will do this, but I'm saying this out loud on the podcast. Just Google Challenge Aspen volunteers. That's how we're going to do it. For those of you who are listening to this, and you want Google Challenge Aspen volunteers, that's fine. We'll also have it in the show notes. I'll make sure that Danielle puts a direct link to the volunteer form because Challenge Aspen, because they do so much, it's a confusing website. And so they said to me, as I said before I got on this call, they said to me, go away. Go away. We're cleaning up at the music and movement camp. Go away. We don't need you, and we don't have the space for your bike. We need more people power than stuff. And so that's why I brought Dan Steele on, because I wanted her to explain the inside of Challenge Aspen, and we only have a week to do this play, and so we need people power. So this is PSA from Danielle and Wynn. Help us support the disabled. And you guys can go find Danielle's books and buy them. And my books are all on Amazon / all on ebook retailers. Just open up iBooks. And those of you on Apple devices can open up iBooks. Just go type in iComaWynn and I'll see a sale directly in my PayPal account. You guys won't be hearing this until Wednesday morning, but please, 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 please support the disabled and become an equal opportunity employer and become friends with the disabled and friends of Aspen, because the more we do, the better off the disabled would be, and better off Bridging Bionics would be, and Challenge Aspen would be. So thank you, Danielle, for coming on and helping me do this PSA and public service announcement. And thank you for sharing your incredible spirit with me. And this last statement is going to make me cry. Thank you for being my incredible BFF. Well, and here we go, you guys. Welcome to the craziness of Ask Wynn, and I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode. Thanks to you guys.